Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Attention. Attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you. Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey.
Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thottas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Stang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus talk show? Just head over to anchor.fm/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus talk show for free.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, we discuss big versus small makeup.
We talk about breakups.
And we find out what made Bob the Drag Queen say this.
This is why I don't take you what you say. You lie about shit. I can't fucking trust you. And we find out what made Monet Exchange say this.
When you're born, your body's still percolating with stem cells, so you heal much faster when you're a baby. And we're starting the podcast. Y'all are missing. Bob is having a meltdown.
This nigga is melting down.
Let's go over your teeth. You're mad because your little pants are showing. You just had
nothing. Show your pants.
Now you got an attitude.
Stand up and show your pants. Let everybody see your pants. My pants were showing. I didn't want my pants to show. And that's not a meltdown.
You had a little mini meltdown.
I did not have a meltdown. All I said was, are my pants showing? I don't want my pants to show. And then Jacob said, I fixed it, but he hadn't fixed it. And I was like, you said you fixed it.
You lied to me.
So I don't think I was having a meltdown.
That's a mini meltdown. But it's okay. Bob, I have seen you meltdown many a times. And
I have meltdown.
This is on the scale of the Bob meltdown.
This was not, I would literally just say I don't want my pants to show. And you're like, you're having a meltdown. I think you're intentionally antagonizing me.
I'm not doing any such thing, but I do love this hair on me. What do you think about it? It's very Courtney.
I think it's fine. I mean, I think that...
It's intentionally messy and very like, that's clear. I just did my hair.
That's clear.
As you sitting there in my fucking wig and my fucking outfit in my fucking house.
Okay, whatever. You asked what I thought and then I gave you my real opinion. Now I was having a meltdown. Now I was having a little mini meltdown. I mean, I don't personally super vibe with like... drag that looks particularly pedestrian, but I know that you love it. So
I would say I love it. I wear it a lot because I think
this is one of your favorite wigs. This wig is pedestrian.
It's not one of my favorite wigs.
Can we roll back to the footage?
I said that I really love this wig. I didn't say one of my favorite.
Yes, wigs. You did. You used the word favorite.
I did not use the word favorite.
Listen, Jay, go back and find it. Right before we started, Monet was like, this is one of my favorite wigs I want that I wear.
Did I say it on camera when we were not recording? Is that what you're talking about?
No, before we said, here we go.
Yeah, but then that's not part of the episode,
so you
bitch.
Changed your mind since...
I have.
You are such a phony, fake bitch on this day. LA's gotten to your veins. A little too LA for the children these days. But pedestrian drag is like a big trend with queens.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's huge.
With like who?
You remember Blessing Claire was like, the trend's gonna be tiny little makeup and small lashes.
But it is, no one is wearing big old lashes like that anymore.
So I'm just saying, oh, drag me. I'm saying huge lashes. But I think that pedestrian drag is like on a come up, and I'm not personally into it. It doesn't speak to me.
That dress you brought today that you didn't end up wearing is very pedestrian.
I don't think it is. It had rhinestones on it. It was nice.
That orange one upstairs, the tank dress?
Oh, but it's a different one. Once you're in body, it adds, there's something different.
But it's pedestrian. That's me. Bitch, when I get in body too, I wear, and every pedestrian look I wear,
that's not true.
I have a corset. I wear a corset, unless it's my sweaters. And bitch, are you wearing a corset? Are you pedestrian?
Yes, I am.
Now?
There's a corset right here.
That's not a corset. Yes, that's a belt.
This is absolutely a corset.
This is my costume. I'm telling you what it is.
So who cares if you're a guy? This is a corset. This is a corselet. It's a tiny corset.
What the fuck?
It is a corset.
It is not a corset.
And I think that sometimes you'll have a pedestrian aspect to your garment, but if your clothing, but if something else is heightened, it makes it drag. Like if you're wearing big hair, like I never wear I do wear small makeup sometimes, not terribly often, but I wouldn't be wearing small makeup and then like.
What is small makeup?
Like eyeshadow, not a cut crease,
So if you don't have a cut crease, so it's only drag makeup if you have a cut crease?
No, I think that makeup is more draggy when you have more going on in your eyes. So when you have like a crease and like a metallic eyeshadow and an under eye thing, it makes it more draggy. And you know that. I don't know why you actually don't know that.
No, I'm not even trying to do a thing. The whole thing of small makeup, I've never gotten that. When people say I don't ever get it, because I'm someone because what this is, like, to someone will call this small makeup because it's not like a big wing and it's not the da-da-da.
No, I think if a lady was, if a lady was wearing that at the cash register at Walgreens, everyone would be like, wow, you're wearing a lot of makeup. People are like, oh, you really wore a lot of makeup.
But even when, but even what Blair is doing, if I saw a woman wearing what, I was like, damn, you got on a lot of makeup today.
But also, but if you saw a woman doing what Trixie is doing, you'd be like, you're a clown.
Right.
You're, I can't tell if you're a clown or if you're a human being.
Okay, you went to the most extreme.
And you went to the extreme. So now we're
Blair is not extreme.
It's like pretty minimal makeup.
I don't think so. Have you seen Blair is wearing like 3 foundations, 2 concealers.
Everyone's wearing 3 foundations. Who's wearing 1 foundation?
Drag. Okay, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So who's in these streets wearing 1 foundation?
So it's not small makeup. It's a lot of makeup she's wearing.
We're talking about the eye makeup too, Monet. Specifically, not exclusively, but like the eye makeup.
Well, I was talking about everything.
The eye makeup is a big part of what makes her makeup look big or makes it look small. So there are some queens. I don't know why you're acting like you don't know. There are some queens who wear a lot of makeup, some queens who wear small amounts
but
of eye makeup.
I see, but small.
You're acting brand new.
No, but
you are new to the party, bitch.
I've never agreed with the thing of small. I don't think small makeup is a thing. I never agreed on that, ever. Not a single day in my life.
So is big makeup a thing?
If you're talking about Trixie,
I'm just asking you a question.
But Trixie's the only person.
Yes, hold on.
Trixie's the only thing that constitutes big because it's so crazy. Not even drag queens.
Only
wear
Trixie?
That. Who else wears
Bianca Del Rey's makeup? Bianca Del Rey's makeup is huge.
Well, I guess Bianca would be big, sure.
Latrice does.
Do you consider your makeup big?
This is big makeup. This is big. This, like, most like people in the world are not wearing makeup like this. If a lady, or even if some NB. Non-binary or like little gay kid was at Starbucks wearing this, giving me coffee. You'd be like, you are in full drag. Are you have a gig after this? You'd be like, do you have a gig? You are wearing a lot of fucking makeup.
So in my small makeup, when I just do my color thing with the glitter, is that small to you? Because that's what I wear on a change
room. I think that's small drag makeup.
And if I saw someone wear that at Starbucks, I'd be like, girl, you are wearing a lot of makeup.
No, so there's a difference.
That's your litmus.
There's a difference. No. I'd be like, wow, girl, your face is beat. If she had on this, I'd be like, you have a drag show after this.
Oh, I would say that for what I wear. I'm not even being funny.
I can tell you now, yeah, you rarely are you ever.
The color smoke with the glitter and the white and the contour and the highlight.
I'd be like, oh wow, you're beat. But if I saw someone wearing like Bianca's makeup, I'd be like, you clearly
well,
have
that's
a show.
That looks like a drag. That's like drag.
So if there is big makeup, there is small makeup.
No, but you're definitely, what are you saying small makeup is like Blair?
For drag, it is small. For drag, it is small makeup. For drag, what Blair does and what you do when you do your little glitter, what I do since I've done small makeup before, it is small makeup for
I
drag.
I don't think it's small. I don't. I think that there's drag, and I think what Trixie and Bianca do, and like this meatball, like that's like, because it's just like they do like the cut crease and the wing and the this.
You have a cut crease.
Yeah.
I have a cut crease and a wing and a this. So what's the difference?
Exactly. So I'm saying it's all just drag.
So I don't even know what you're arguing.
I don't know what you're arguing.
I'm going to say my state. In terms of drag, sometimes when you do your little shadow and glitter, your smudges and circles. What is it?
No, smudges, you didn't say smudges and circles.
When you do your little smudges and circles, for drag, that is small makeup. I think the same thing with Blair sometimes does smudges and circles. I've seen Asia O'Hara do smudges and circles. I've seen that is small makeup. I think what Trixie does, this is a small version of big drag makeup. This is like, for me, this is like average drag makeup. What Trixie is doing is like huge. Bianca does huge drag makeup. Latrice does huge drag makeup. And I do like normal size. Like, I think our eyes are very comparable today, except I have a wing. But the size of our lifter bangs is very comparable, what we have on our eyes today.
How are you saying that? Say that word again.
Comparable.
Okay.
So what are you, what's your case you're making?
Can you get that on my eye?
That's your favorite wig. That's your favorite wig. But you're not a favorite. So what are you saying?
I'm saying that all drag makeup is drag. When you have
I agree, it's all drag.
There are exceptions to the rule, which are Trixie and Bianca, and people who do makeup like that. To me, that's like drag. I mean, there's drag and there's drag.
I agree that it's all drag, but I think there's like two or three levels of it. Maybe even four if you add people like Got Mick, where you're painting your face a completely different color. Right. That's when you're like a step beyond Trixie and Bianca and Jackie Beat. You're going to a whole new thing where you're making your face a just a completely different color. I would say that's like the fourth step. So I would say there's four little phases. A little bitty eye makeup like you and Blair, smudges and circles. There is normal size makeup like mine, like what Naomi does.
Naomi is not big. Naomi's more than where I'm at. Naomi's less than me.
Naomi's better than you. Naomi's way better.
Oh, she's a better makeup artist.
Yes, say it again.
but the side, Naomi is like my, Naomi's not that.
I think that.
Not even a little bit.
I think Naomi's makeup is comparable to what me and you have going on here right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And this is, but.
We're comparable. We're,
no, you're
you
big.
And I, you and I you're are big. Two. No, okay, there's one. One is the Blairs and the you when you smudge in circles. Two is where we are now. Me, you, Vanjie, Naomi.
I don't agree.
And then I think three is Bianca. Jackie B, Trixie, Bianca, Meatball. And then four is like Got Mick,
Juno Birch.
Yeah, Juno Birch, the freaks. who do freaky makeup? What's her name? The one who
Hungry.
No, Hungry. The one Abora.
Abora.
Yeah, that's like crickety snickety crazy makeup. Anyway. So you agree about the four stages?
I would agree with that.
See where I was. Common ground. Now that we found some common ground, we can ruin it when we come back.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you, add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions. Allergies to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broader range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as you do with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/rivalry. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Sibling Rivalry listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/rivalry. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out in the world, there is no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, sometimes I love to do is just create my own soundtrack by popping on my Raycon wireless earbuds.
Girl, I legit started using them. They're really good.
Maybe they work. Maybe they work, honey. Let me work.
Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or stay calm with some guided meditation.
I use mine every time I work out, and they look cute. They have great audio quality, and they actually stay in your ears.
Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears.
Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want when you want for a really long time.
I'm not kidding y'all. They're like really good headphones. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good.
And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try, and you'll see what we are talking about.
Yes, ma'am. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Sibling Rivalry listeners get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/rivalry.
That's buyraycon.com/rivalry to save 15% off on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/rivalry. Are you feeling victimized by lash glue? Yeah, me too. Get Instagram's hottest makeup brand into your makeup bag and never have to struggle with glue again. Glamnetic 6 magnetic lashes are one of a kind and made to stay on all day and apply in seconds. Lash glue doesn't stand a chance in comparison. I'm obsessed with these lashes, and you will be too. Glamnetic lashes take under a minute to apply, and with no toxic glue and no struggle. Up to 60 uses per lash, so they are more eco-friendly and wallet-friendly. Glamnetics has over 75 styles for your perfect fit, from natural to full-on glam. Get a different lash for every mood and occasion. There's a 100% money-back guarantee, and they have expedited shipping with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada for orders that are over $30. Now go find out for yourself why Glamnetic lashes are Instagram's favorite beauty hack. Go to glamnetics.com/rivalry and enter our promo code RIVALRY for 30% off your order. The code is only available to our listeners. That's glamnetic.com/rivalry and enter our promo code RIVALRY at checkout for 30% off. I promise you guys, these lashes literally apply themselves.
And we are back.
I want to break up. Bye-bye. I guess I'll see you in the next life.
That video of you, me, Larry doing out on tour is so funny. When Larry starts to twerk at the end, he was feeling it.
Oh, living his full dream. Living his, if you don't see it, go to Larry's Facebook. He's posted it 6
DJ
times.
To, DJ, drag DJ. Drag DJ. And DJ Two-Face is our touring DJ with Festival Rivalry, and he's done all of our shows out of the country.
Well, not Mitch did a few.
Not Mitch has never done anything that I did with you.
Oh, you're right. That was just me. Because yeah, awesome. Two-Face also did some of my tours. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. And yeah, so there's a video of us doing our show in London where Bob cried at the end.
Got your service.
And we did Drag Suicide or Drag Roulette, as the kids call it today. And Larry came. When he came on stage, I was like, how is this happening? I was like, who's running the music upstairs?
He was in the booth.
Yeah, he was in the booth, which was at the back of the theater upstairs. It was wild.
But he pulled it off seamlessly.
He sure did.
Oh, I want to tour again.
I know. I hope I can do
it. Part of me wants to tour again. Part of me is also like, I'm kind of into just being at home. Is that crazy?
We were talking about this earlier. I said yes to a gig that I'm doing because it was. They asked me in the middle of the pandemic. I was like, oh, yeah. I can't wait to get out and do it. And then that was coming up. I'm like, ooh, girl.
Girl. She didn't hurt it. Hey, I heard it.
Because what the tea is that you're making the same money at home that you do tired. Except here's the only thing about on the road though. Dick. Oh, dick from every city, every country, coast to coast. Dick!
I mean, I lived in New York and Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and I think there's also a great variety of dick in and pussy and buttholes.
See, but I want foreskin
here in the States.
America doesn't have a lot of foreskin for me.
I lived in the Heights, so.
Same.
There was a lot up there.
There was a lot, but not all the time. Sometimes I would be like, oh, yes. Oh, it's going to be so good. And be like, why your parents do that to you? Why did they do that to me?
For hygiene. Because they thought it was the best decision of the
time. It's such an archaic thing. People need to stop circumcising their children. Because there's no thing of why people need to be. It's like it's just an old thing. There's no reason to do it anymore. Leave your kids alone.
Monet for foreskin 2021.
Yeah, leave your kids foreskin alone.
Yeah, leave your children foreskin alone. Let them decide later in life. I mean, I will say it is. That's a tough decision to make later in life.
To get foreskin?
It removed.
It's a very, it hurts, I heard.
I mean, which means it probably hurts the baby too.
And the recovery time is crazy.
Which means the baby is experiencing all those things, but you don't remember it.
No, that's true. But also when you're a kid, like your body, because when you're born, your body's still percolating with stem cells. So you heal much faster when you're a baby. So when they, yes, your body is percolating with stem cells.
I'm going to Google that. Oh my God. Do babies
heal
faster. Your babies heal faster. Your baby's skin heals faster than yours. Yours. So all these things about your baby's super vulnerable stem from the same reason why their skin heals so quickly. They're developing. All right, you're right. There it is.
Why can't you ever believe me? Why do you always have to verify what I'm saying to you?
Have you ever heard the phrase study and show yourself approved? No, don't just take anyone's word.
Don't put no fucking Bible quotes to me. How dare you?
Yeah. Don't take anyone. Yeah,
I want to say this nigga
for the world, a man will rather lose the world than gain the soul. So he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah, so about you.
I believe that you should always do your own. Don't just take anyone's word for it.
I don't, but this is different. I'm not taking anyone. It's talking about us.
And also, if it's something that you say that I think you're an expert on, I don't think you're an expert on stem cells and natal development.
I literally minored in biology. Not
true. Don't lie. Don't lie. You did not. I know you did. Westminster doesn't even have a fucking biology program.
Okay. First of all, Westminster doesn't exist anymore.
Your college is shut down?
He shut down, girl.
Damn.
They couldn't afford it anymore.
That's a crunchy-ass college.
Westminster was a very expensive school.
Yeah, they had classes. There's no biology major at Westminster. This is why I don't take you for what you say. You lie about shit. I can't fucking trust you.
You know, when I was in college, I was dating a guy, and his name...
Damn.
Jesus. Actually, Christ. Believe the last name. That's probably inappropriate. I don't know.
You like last form of social, mother's maiden name, girl in the street, in the closet, pet's so first name.
Jay bleep his last name. And
in fact, Jay bleep your name too.
And then there was a while, and we're together, everything was good, but I was kind of in the closet. He was fully in the closet. And then he broke up with me when I went back for winter break.
So, no, I had a great transition into the thing, but yours was good.
Okay, well, what's Jay. No, just leave it.
So when Westminster broke up with their accreditation.
That's so stupid. And it was my first like real like breakup. It was like, well, I broke up with my girlfriend in high school, but she knew the tea.
But you weren't dating. Who? Like, but he was, you were dating a closeted person.
Yeah, so we were
talking
dating.
About the experience of dating someone in the closet. I genuinely don't even
It's very stressful. It is weird. It's stressful.
How old were you?
This was sophomore year. So I was 19, 20, something like that. And yeah, it's stressful. You never meet their family. You meet like a friend or two, but it's always, everything is always.
Were they closeted to their friends?
Yeah, closeted to everyone.
So you met them and they were like, this is my friend. This is my friend Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Could not be me.
Even when you were younger?
I never did anything with a guy in high school. Mm. I didn't do anything with a guy. I wasn't busting it open at the movie theaters on my lunch break like you. I was not going down to the sex store, busting it open, and buying Scooby snacks on the way to school. There was never a time in my life where I was a target demographic for Pokemon and getting my cheeks clapped.
Not a target demographic.
I didn't have that overlap.
Your lips look really good today.
Thank you. Not that you were enjoying the show Zoom, and then you remember when Zoom was a show and not
come
an app?
Come on in, Zoom. Come on in.
Can you speak Zoom?
And it was Ubby Dubby Isabel.
I can't speak about. I can speak gibberish.
Go ahead.
How to get autoguard you to good to the good day.
How are you today?
Yeah.
And how, what is it? What is the pattern? You say,
and then you, so like, how is how da gal? Up is up, up to gup. Microphone is mighty guy, fudda gup.
Okay, give me one so we can do.
Table.
Tablet gigabyte.
Tata gay, butta goal.
That is dumb.
Does it make sense to you?
Do you get it, Jacob?
Table is tata gay, butta goal. Glass or glad a gas, set a gas.
I don't get it. That just sounds like you're saying
okay,
shit.
Okay, what's a ring?
Ringing.
Red digging.
Why? What is the pattern, bitch? Show me.
So you just put, okay, like, do, you say, and then you take the letter, so the O, do, duh, goo, do to goo, fa, duh, gun, shit, duh, get, is shit. T, duh, gee.
I'm exhausted. I can't even process what
that So you take the first word, okay, the first letter in the consonant and vowel sound. So let's say it's shoe. Shoe, and then you take out the sh and replace it with a D. So shoe, duh, goo.
I don't even get
it. I'm not explaining it well. Anyway, but I've never dated anyone who, like, I just can't imagine, like, being. How does that feel? Like, honestly, like, do you
feel? Oh, it feels terrible. You don't ever feel, which is probably why I have so many troubles now in my life, but. Love, whatever. You don't ever feel that person ever valued you. Like you were ever, like, I don't think that I was ever something to this person. I feel like I existed in the same, we were fucking and we would go to eat weirdly at a restaurant because you don't want anybody to know. It was like all.
So you'd go out, but you'd be like, you'd be at a restaurant as friends.
Right.
Couldn't hold hands, couldn't touch.
No.
And you just go home and fuck?
Yeah. Because when he fucked me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster.
Was it a good lay?
Oh, he had a great dick. I mean, a great.
What was so great about it?
It was a nice. I mean, so you know, everybody swear everything is 9 inches. Oh, I have a 9-inch dick. I have a huge dick. Big white cock. Big black cock. Big Latin cock. Whatever it is. This nigga had a like genuinely a delicious 8.5-inch thick uncut dick.
You want an 8-inch penis in your butthole?
I did. Back. I said this before on this podcast. The only times I've been fucked great, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. I want to do it every day of my life. They were by big dicks. I feel like dudes with big dicks, they put more time. They're like, I know my dick is big and I know I can't just bust it in there, so I need to like take care of the person.
I've had experiences that they're quite the opposite. And like someone with a big dick is like, it's big, so you'll just love it. And I'm like, I'm in pain.
Yeah, no,
this is a bad experience.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I've had like genuinely in my life, like about like 7 or 9 big dicks, and they all were such great tops. So great, so lovely. Enjoy it. To quote you, 10 out of 10 would recommend them to anybody.
That just seems like too much in your butthole for me.
And it's definitely a thing, bitch. After we fuck, we can't fuck for the next day or two because I'm literally walking funny.
That is. I don't think I want that in my life. That doesn't sound healthy for me.
Well, tell me about your breakups. Well, do you remember your first breakup?
I mean, technically, yeah, my first breakup was with a, what was her name? So I broke up with my 7th grade girlfriend. Uh-huh. We only kissed one time.
Was it a good kiss?
No, I don't want to engage. This is just me speaking my truth from the time. and I'm going to trigger warning, there's some body shaming in here. She had very yellow teeth. I mean, like, the color of butter.
Ooh.
And it was, like, a thing at school. Like, why are her teeth so fucking yellow? Like, it was crazy. And I didn't want to.
How did you end up dating?
Because she asked me. I was like, okay.
Seventh grade. Got
yeah.
It.
And I was like, sure, we can date. And her teeth were, it might have been eighth grade, actually. And I just remember thinking to myself, Jesus Christ, this girl has the fucking yellowest teeth. And I just do not want to kiss her because I'm afraid of what her, what's going on in her mouth.
Yeah.
Like, your mouth is a disaster, and I don't want it near my mouth. So we had like a, and then we broke up, and I can't remember. I think we just kind of like stopped talking over the summer. Mm. Like, we kissed on like the last day of school, and then we just stopped talking over the summer. And it was like our breakup. And then I had a girlfriend named
Ooh.
So me and were dating when I was in like ninth grade. Came from like a different school. She was a new girl at school. Mm-hmm. She moved during the school year and had a crush on me.
Katie Herring.
And Katie Herring, what's that?
Lindsay Lohan's character, Mean Girls.
Oh. So then she, you know, came over and I was like, okay. And she had a crush on me. She was in the drama program with me. And we...
And she didn't know that your gay ass was gay.
And she... We also dated and broke up and kissed.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to stop using names now because I want to say things, but I don't want these to get... bleep her name. Because also had... fucked up teeth. What
is that? I cannot kiss someone with fucked up teeth. I literally
you
can't.
You have to bleep her name. You have to. Because like we all, like a lot of my friends from college know her, and I don't want this to get back to her. I don't need that in my life. I do not need that in my life. But she, like, her teeth were just like so wild. I was like, this is kind of hard for me. Let's see if I can find her. And then my girlfriend, Nikisha Nicole.
You had, oh my God, how many girlfriends have you had?
Three. And then there was my girlfriend, Keisha, who was absolutely...
That's the fourth girlfriend you listed.
No, Nikisha is the same. Nikisha Nicole is one person.
Oh, got it.
Keisha was just stunning. Like, this girl was too hot.
Oh, you told me about Nikisha before.
She was way too hot for me. She was beautiful. She had a great body, beautiful teeth, gorgeous skin. She could sing. She was talented. She was funny. She was amazing. Like, Keisha was stunning. And we fooled around a lot. And we broke up. And she's the one that I was like, I'm gay.
Work. And what? How did she react?
We cried together.
Y'all cried together?
Yeah. We were like, it was a breakup. You never cried during a breakup?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So we were crying. And I was, you know, coming into my own. And she was... being broken up with by her boyfriend who had gone to different colleges. She went to Clayton State and I went to Columbus State in Georgia. And I waited until she visited. I didn't do it over the phone or through text because people weren't really texting back then. And I waited until she like came to my home and we had a wonderful weekend. And then I was like, I think that we should have to break up because I'm gay.
Work.
And then I did not date until Jacob.
Work.
And so Jacob's my first boyfriend, Ezra's my second boyfriend, and there is still...
So you have a pretty good track record.
I mean, how many breakups you got?
I've had four breakups.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about them.
The first one I just told you about. The second one was a guy named I dated in New York. He was not in the closet.
Wait, we gotta stop using names.
Oh,
this is getting absurd. We gotta stop using people's names.
Well, just bleep all the names, whatever. Jay, all the names that we say about breakups, bleep them.
And again, Jay, bleep your name.
I did it. Oh, you know, we'll take a break now and tell you more about.
Oh my God, say his name again.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting
telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were over eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, I've been trying to decorate my new house, and it is exhausting. So when I heard that paintyourlife.com would turn any photo of mine into a beautiful painting, I thought, what a great idea. But it must be so expensive. Paint Your Life paintings are truly affordable, and the quality is amazing. If you want to give a truly meaningful gift, you've got to go to paintyourlife.com, get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. Send any picture of yourself, your children, your family, a special place, a cherished pet, or combine all the photos into one great big painting. They're meaningful, personal, and can be cherished forever. I was blown away by the quality of the painting I got. It's a giant photo of me for my drag lab, and I look absolutely gorgeous. At paintyourlife.com, there is no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, you get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. This is a special offer just for Sibling Rivalry listeners. To get a special offer, text the word sibling to 64,000. That's sibling to 64,000. Text sibling to 64,000. Paint Your Life. Celebrate moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text sibling to 64,000.
There is nothing more personal than your health. So when it comes to finding the right nutrition supplement to meet your fitness goals, you need a personalized approach.
Thankfully, now there's Gainful, a personalized nutrition system that's formulated for your body and your goals.
Now, Gainful gives you the peace of mind that your protein, hydration, and pre-workout supplements contain the finest ingredients specially for you.
Get started by taking the 5-minute Gainful quiz. Gainful considers your dietary needs, goals, and unique physiology to personalize your formula.
Gainful delivers your supplements with no shipping charge every month. You can cancel anytime or adapt your plan as needed.
Mm-hmm. All Gainful products are formulated by their on-staff registered dietitians and are backed by pro-level exercise scientists on their science advisory board.
My favorite thing they send me is the Flavor Boost Variety Pack. It's small packets that you can carry with you, and you can quickly add it into any drink for a protein boost. It comes in 7 different flavors, and each one slaps. My favorite are cookies and cream and rich chocolate.
Every Gainful customer gets complimentary one-on-one access to their own registered dietitian, available anytime to answer your questions.
Gainful's rigorous quality control process ensures that your supplements only have clean ingredients you can pronounce, along with zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners.
Start your personalized fitness journey today with Gainful. To get $20 off your personalized supplements, go to Gainful.com/rivalry.
That's Gainful.com/rivalry for $20 off.
Gainful, personalized nutrition made for your tastes.
Okay, so Oh my God. We dated. And he was not in the closet, but he was weird because his family had a big business. So they...
What kind of business?
Flooring. Something with flooring. It's very, very Bensonhurst, very Brooklyn. He was this... he was Montenegrin.
What the fuck you scold me? Bitch, first of all, don't try to get slick as we recording. All right? I ain't gonna be doing them on Montenegrins.
Hey. He was Montenegrin and Puerto Rican.
Got it.
Who is it? Wait, this is her?
No. Tisha is white.
Oh, I don't.
All my girlfriends are black.
Oh,
yeah.
I've dated two black. One was black. I was Puerto Rican and Montenegrin. I dated who was white. And then the fucking... Why you say
it? And then, I didn't like him.
Oh, my God. What if he hears this?
We bleeped his name anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then was the fucking Uber Eats guy, the chef.
Who was like every country in the world.
Apparently. But you know what? He had been courting me for years, Bob. Since I used to work in New York City.
You told me.
Yeah. So that was a little weird.
So I dated three black girls. A white guy and a Mexican guy is my track record for dating.
So you cried. So you.
But I did try to date this one guy.
I remember. You were obsessed.
He was, yeah, but it just didn't. It was before I met you, Jacob.
Jacob over there rolling his eye. Jacob was bad.
Jacob's not. Well, we've engaged with him before.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, y'all hooked up together?
Yeah.
Word.
So I was trying to date him, but I moved to Berkeley right when we were like starting to like hang out, and he like cooked for me, and he cooked me some gumbo, and I was like, oh my God, like no one's ever, like, this is crazy. And then I moved to Berkeley and he was working on like ships and cruise ships and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it just didn't work out. So I thought he was going to be my first boyfriend. But then Jacob, I mean, would you say you pursued me?
I don't feel like I pursued you.
I think Jacob pursued me. This is what happened. I'll tell the story. I hit Jacob on Grindr.
Uh-huh.
I wrote him a poem.
Wait, time out. You wrote him a poem?
So Jacob's Grindr profile used to say, I will only respond if you write me a haiku. So I wrote a haiku.
Oh, can you remember it?
Jacob has it somewhere.
I don't know if I have it on this.
Book. It was like kind of like a slutty haiku, like, hey, you look cute here. I would like to hit it, please. Do you want to come now? Something, it was something like that.
Got it.
It was probably more clever than that. Anyway. So I hit Jacob up on Grindr, and then we hooked up, and then I went back to New York City. This was on one of my gigs in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Then I came back a few months later
for Berkeley
for Berkeley Rep, and then so what happened was Jacob hit me up on New Year's.
When you came back?
No, before
the first time.
Just on Grindr.
The first time.
Yeah, after the first time. So me and Jacob, like early December, late November. And then randomly on New Year's, Jacob just hit me up on New Year's. And was like, hey, Happy New Year. I was just thinking about you.
Oh, so Jacob had you starred.
I mean, I probably had you starred too. I remember saying, I want to meet you again when I come back. And Jacob's picture used to be a picture of him. He had like long hair.
We also went out for breakfast the night after.
Yeah, we went for breakfast the night after. Jacob had like long hair and he was in his underwear on his picture doing like a little thotty hopo, like sitting on his feet.
With his back arch, and, like, yes! A pair of,
like, underwear that looked like they had like some kind of like a cartoon or ice cream or something on them like that.
You gotta recall all the details.
And he had like, cause Jacob, you know Jacob used to have long hair.
I didn't know that Jacob had long hair.
When I first met Jacob, he had long hair. There's actually a video I saw online that Jacob posted a long time ago where Jacob walks up to me and is like, I come after work and Jacob's, I didn't even register me that Jacob was wearing a skull cap in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, he could
be. I was wearing one of your giant wigs.
Was it a wig?
Yeah.
And Jacob was walking around the house in one of my wigs and I was like, hey. And I just thought Jacob was just being silly wearing a wig. And then he just walked up and pulled the wig off, and he had buzzed his head.
What?
And I was like, "Oh my God!" And then so now he's been having chest hair ever since. So wait, I'm not. So what?
I decided to shave my head because one night you told me I looked like the girl from The Grudge.
Oh my God. That is so rude.
I think Jacob had like gotten out of the shower and was like walking with his hair dripping. And I was like, you're like the girl from The Grudge.
Oh my. I was saying this. White people love having their hair wet. White people will go to
Kennedy.
White people will. I remember in New York City going to school at like in the dead of winter. It's like 22 degrees outside. Wet, dripping.
Me and Kennedy, we were like, Kennedy, this is Anchorage, Alaska Pride. Why is your hair wet? Your hair could snap. It is so fucking wet. Anyway. But yeah, so then we ended up. So then we, when I moved back, we were like hitting each other up. And I was like, well, I'm coming back soon. I'm going to actually be there for like 6 months. And he was like, great. And then I got there. He hit me up. And then we were hitting each other up back and forth.
Work. And y'all never broke up. Mine. He was bi, but he was out to his family, but they were weird about him talking to guys. It was like, this is not good for family business. So then that lasted like about...
Folks are trying to buy florals and being like, by the way, you'll sign a packet or no?
Bob,
I'm not getting these laminate florals.
Oh, it doesn't make any sense. Packet. But it's 2013.
It was
in
2 years?
2013,
it's
like 2012.
Talk about the time travel's wife. It's just you.
Adam, my next relationship wasn't until 2018 with... we dated, and that was the first breakup I like was really like beaten up about. Did you ever tell you about this breakup?
Did you not tell me about your breakup?
I don't think but it was so dramatic.
Why would you not tell me?
I don't think I did not tell you. It was just Patty. Okay, it was very. Have you ever seen the first Sex and the City movie?
No.
Okay. Anyway, so we were dating for about 8 months, 8-9 months, whatever, and then I went to his family's house for Thanksgiving, and then. And his mom was...
This is driving me crazy. Thank you.
And I loved his mom. Did you like any of your ex-girlfriend's moms?
I like Keisha's mom a lot. Keisha's mom was really lovely. I love Jacob's mom, and I love Ezra's mom.
Yeah, I love his mom. We would like text. Like, we were like cool. And then I went to his family, and then, I don't know, it was something about like the experience. I was like... Because he was still living at home, and I was like...
Dragon.
I'm like doing my thing with my life. I can't... It was more to it than that, but that was like a piece of it. And then...
Did you feel like he was a bum?
No, I didn't feel like he was a bum. I just felt like he wasn't super ambitious at that point in life. And then I also felt like he had old feelings for his ex-boyfriend. And I was like, which is fine, but he was a little bit in denial about it. So we had went after Thanksgiving dinner with his family. We went out to the bar in the town that he lived in. And I said to him, because he was planning on moving to New York. And I was like... You still have feelings for your ex-boyfriend. And then I was like, I don't think this is going to work. And then he started crying, and I started crying.
In the bar? Not in public.
The two of us are at this bar crying, Bob.
A straight bar?
It was a gay bar. We're like crying.
Not Monet Exchange, famous drag queen, crying in a gay bar. Gorilla.
Crying. And we went back to the hotel room because I got a hotel room that night. And then we were just like talking about it. And I was like, used to like him. And I was like, and I was like pouring out my heart. I was like, I cannot believe you did this to me.
Did what to you?
Like, strung me along in this relationship when you know that you had feelings with his ex-boyfriend.
I don't think that he necessarily did anything.
But he was in denial about it. And he was, and that was our old thing.
It wasn't to you. It was to him. So it wasn't about you.
But it was that, but we were all about having open and honest conversation and communication.
But if he was in denial with himself, I could be honest with you if he wasn't being honest with himself.
Well, anyway, that's how I felt. And I was like, I can't believe this. And he was like, I know. And I was like, and I was like, this can't be a thing. But in my mind, I didn't think it was going to like end it. But I was like, it needs to end. And then, so I was like, so then after we like, we're crying in this hotel room, right? We're expressing our feelings. And he's like, and I was leaving. Oh, the next morning, I had a gig in the Grand Cayman Islands for this like amazing like festival, me and Patty. And I was meeting, because Patty was in New York, it was Thanksgiving, he was going to meet me there. And then he's like, well, I still like to drive you to the airport in the morning. I was like, no, just please, you have to go. I was like, you have to go. And he was like, no. So I stay on the bed and he sleeps on the couch. He takes me to the hotel he takes me to the airport in the morning. And then I get to the Grand Cayman the next day. And then I'm like telling, I show up at the airport. I mean, just... red eyes.
What did you call me?
I was so distraught. I was like,
what did you call me?
I don't know. And then so then Patty was like, what's wrong? And I was like, we broke up. And Patty was like, aw. So then we get to the hotel. Patty puts me in a hotel room, and it was very Sex and City because it was in the morning when we got there. And Patty was like, you want me to open the blinds? I was like, no, keep them closed. So I'm just in my room in this beautiful island, sad and depressed as hell. Patty comes the next day. He's like, I brought you lunch. I was like, I'm not gonna eat.
Which you didn't eat?
I was hungry.
I'm not gonna eat. Leave it. But I'm not gonna eat.
But I was really fucked up. And and it took like a while to get over that. Like a couple months.
What do you mean?
Months.
What's a while?
Like about 3 months. I was still heartbroken.
Is it not okay for someone in a relationship to have feelings for someone else?
It is okay, but
because you can't help that.
But there were also things that because I don't know, there were also things that were happening that they weren't being honest about interactions with their ex-boyfriend.
They use them?
Huh?
They use them pronouns?
No. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. But we still talk. We talk here and there. It's been a long time, like maybe like a year, but we've chatted since.
I've almost broken up before.
Really?
Yeah, me and Ezra almost broke up.
Like recently?
Recently, yeah.
Oh my God.
It was a wild journey. I was like, this is so foreign in my adulthood.
And you get very like it like you get very.
Well, we just talked. We talked everything through and we came to a really great understanding. And there's a point where I was like, I think we're gonna break up, but we ended up not. We're stronger than ever. And
yeah, we just hung out the other day, yesterday.
Yeah. But I do think a big part of being in a relationship is being with yourself. And if you are not able to like be with yourself and love yourself and accept yourself, I don't want to sound like RuPaul, but it really is hard to show up for someone else if you are not able to show up for yourself.
Right.
And which is why I think maybe this with you and your ex, he was not being honest with himself. He was not showing up for himself.
Right.
Therefore, he could not show up for you because he wasn't doing the internal care. He wasn't taking care of himself. So how could he?
Yeah.
How could he do anything for you?
And he was a great person. He was one of the sweetest people I've ever met. One of like the sweetest people I've ever met in my life. Very kind.
I feel like I'm supposed to hate your ex. I don't know why. He never did anything mean to me. He was actually really nice to me.
Yeah.
And he's never been mean to me. And I'm just kidding for jokes. He's been lovely the two or three times I've met him.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I'm supposed to not like him.
I know. Oh, that's how, if you. If you ever break it with anywhere, I would be like.
I don't think me and Jacob ever come close to breaking up, but I think that there was a point where we were like, is this going to work? But we were like, but we can't break up though, because we're like in it. I mean, maybe Jacob felt that. How did you feel?
Yeah, I agree. At that point, we were like, that point it was.
But we want to come close to the mic?
At that point, it was in the middle of pandemic. We couldn't see anyone else. We were living together, and the only thing we had to do, like, was make YouTube videos. So, like, what else? It wouldn't have been practical
to break up. So I was like, you know, we are inextricably bound.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally inextricably. I mean, we could find a way to untangle ourselves if we needed to, or if Jacob, for some reason, decided that. You know, he's Team Evie now. But I think that it was definitely like, this is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling very afraid of breaking up because I don't want to break up with Jacob. And I was like, I want to stay together. So let's just talk this through. And as Jacob knows, I like talk a lot. Like I really like talking.
Oh, I know.
Because I feel like that's the best way to get to the base of what we're going through. There was a miscommunication. We got to figure out where the miscommunication happened. And from there, we can get this.
You do this a lot. And you do this a lot.
Do I, Jacob? Do I do this a lot?
Yeah. You are chopping me up, girl. You are chopping me up.
If you're only listening, I poke Monet's arm. You, Jacob? But breaking up in my adulthood sounds really stressful. And it sounds, the two times I almost broke up with my boyfriend, I was like, this is really... stressful.
Yeah.
I don't like this feeling at all.
Well, you know, for me, I get really emotionally tethered very easily. I'm such a big sap. So I get very emotionally invested in people very quickly. So that's what it was for me. Like emotion. I'm like, bitch, I'm there. I'm ready to go to the courthouse and lock it up tomorrow.
That's a lot.
Can you ask Monet if she's ride or die for boyfriends?
Are you ride or die for your boyfriend?
I'm ride or die for my man.
Really?
I'm ride or die for my man.
Are you serious? I can't tell if you're joking or not.
I'm dead serious.
So you're not ride or die for me, you're ride or die for your man. Yeah.
Well, you explicitly said that you would not be ride or die for me. So what?
I'm not. I'm also not ride or die for Jacob.
Okay. So then why are you mad if I'm not ride or die for you? Why does it matter?
I think that people who are ride or die for their man are stupid hoes. I think if you're ride or die for your man, no matter what, you are what I would consider a stupid hoe. That's some dumb bitch shit. I don't care what my man does, honey. I don't care what the fuck he does. I'm staying by him no matter what.
Well,
you might want to be a little more discerning.
Not quite that. I mean, if my man going to shot someone in the face, I'm going to be like, yeah, that nigga did it. But
what if he cheated on you?
I don't think I would find myself in that situation because we would be probably in an open relationship.
You? Whoa.
We've had this, you do the dumb rule that I hate. We've had this conversation.
You do the fake.
The first time I was like, absolutely not. When we talked about it again, I said, we can get to openness. But you're like, as soon as we meet, we open. I'm just not. That's not my journey.
That's not a real thing.
Is a real thing.
Let me just say my piece. I think that if you are being like, at some point, we're going to end up opening up to me. But also everything works for everyone do your own thing. If you're like, we're going to open up in 3 months, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
You're getting to know that person. County, you're getting to trust them. You're getting to build trust and connection. No, you can't.
You can't do what? Get to know someone while you're with other people?
No. I feel like...
Wait, you can't what?
I said is you cannot build that level of trust and comfortability with someone when everyone is just sleeping around.
That's not... We did.
I mean, but that's for you.
You just said you can't. You didn't say okay, I can't.
I'm speaking for me. How I would operate in a relationship, I cannot build that knowing that we're just open to the world. That's just for me.
And in my opinion, that is an artifice. Well, that is like, it's a thing you're like, you're making up these odd rules with arbitrary dates where you're like, I'll in 3 months.
They're not arbitrary. You don't know. I mean, I never said 3 months.
I made up a date.
Okay. Well, for your experience.
We didn't do 3 months. We were open as soon as we were never not open.
Work.
Ever, not even one single time. But I do think that the idea of being like, I'm going to get to know you without anyone else around. I don't think that we as people need to learn to exist in a vacuum. I don't think that we need to learn to exist with each other without other people interfering in our lives. I think you have to learn to interact with people with other people around because you don't exist in a vacuum. And when Jacob and I did exist in a vacuum, and a lot of people experienced this in quarantine, it was completely different. Like it was like, this is not what our life will ever be. This is a random thing in this situation, and we had to relearn ourselves, but we were also able to get through it.
Well, I think when you start involving sex and you start involving feelings and emotions and heart, everyone processes feelings and emotions and sex differently. How you and your partners deal with it, that works for y'all.
No, it doesn't work for everyone. I understand.
And I know many people who have tried, who have done it the way that I'm speaking of, and they're like, getting just me and that person getting to know each other for the first month, year, week, whatever it was, that was crucial for their development and their love and their relationship.
And they broke up.
No, those people are still together.
None of them, not one of them. Not a single person ever got to another partner and then...
I mean, I don't know that in my... Not the ones that I'm speaking of. I mean, and there are people who've been open from the beginning and they broke up the next week.
Yeah, and I don't think that being open is a thing that makes your relationship bond. I don't think that setting boundaries for your... I just honestly do not believe in telling your partner what they can and can't do. That is like... What is a really... Hard and fast, it's a wrap for me, is my partner telling me what I can and cannot do. Not just anyone. You don't get to tell me what I can and can't do.
They're not telling. You guys are talking together, and you guys as a unit, as a couple, as whatever it is, you guys are discovering that together. I'm not saying you can't do that. We're having a conversation as two grown adults on what will work for us as a unit.
But I agree. But it's also weird about when it's like what works for you and other people. It's not just what we're having between us. It's also you and your interactions with other people. So it's like, I can tell you how I like to be spoken to, how I like to be treated, mm-hmm. but now you're also asking me to limit my interactions with other people too.
I'm not asking you to do that.
If you're a partner, you say you don't want to be open, you're like, also, you can't do
it. But if that person doesn't want to be open, then that's that. So also, saying, also when you get together, you will find someone. Like, that's questions you ask the first time y'all fuck, the first time you're going on a date. That's something you find out at the beginning. So then you don't have to get to that point.
Get to what point?
Of someone wanting to be open and someone doesn't. That's shit that you find out on the first day that you meet somebody. You'd be like, so before
on the first date,
you and I are on a date. We're eating. We're like, hey, da, 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 da. We're talking this school, whatever. Like, how do you feel about relationships? I'm like, not for me. Oh, great, not meeting you. Finish our dinner. We never talk again. Or the advice it happens the other way. You're like, that's for me. Work. This is gonna work out.
I don't think that I would write someone off that early in a conversation because of one thing. Because people evolve. Like there was a point where imagine you met the person, like a person that you have a great connection with back when you were like never, not once, but now you are. Maybe if you and that person would have actually spoken and talked about it further than just saying open relationship. No, okay, bye.
But at the beginning, it would not have worked because where my mind was back then, I was not about it at all.
That person might have changed your opinion. At
that
all.
Was a deal breaker for me then. Now it's not.
But you don't know if talking to that person would have made your mind a little different.
I know back then, Bob, Mark, never, not once. It's always open. I'm like, that is not gonna work for me.
But your mind did change.
Yeah, a decade later.
But was it over the course of a slow decade, or was it one day?
Probably over the past like 4 years, maybe.
So that doesn't make sense.
A decade ago,
I feel like at some point there is a day shift where you were like, this day. I was like, no.
Over the course of 4 years.
But what I'm saying is, at some point over 4 years, was it like, how are you a little bit open, but not a little? Like at some point in the course of 4 years, there was a day where your mind changed.
I think it's something that you gradually evolve to one day.
But I think if you're kind of like, I don't know, one day you go, you know, actually, yes, that's the day.
Okay, sure. But again, that's over the course of 4 years.
So what if you had met them on the day before?
But from 1 to 6, again, we're talking about a very specific situation. That was 10 years ago. I would not be into it. Not the year after that. So that was a hard no.
I'm just saying, unless whatever experiences encouraged you to change your opinion on them.
Just life, growing, getting older.
But those things, let's say the person who you were talking to could have given you some insight, open your mind up to where it is now, and instead of shutting them off completely, you would have just gotten there quicker. You'd have arrived in the same place, but you could have gotten there quicker because maybe you had a conversation with this person that could have encouraged
them. There are so many hypotheses and maybes and theories.
Of course, we're dealing in hypothetics.
We have to go. Do you know what's not open? This line of communication. It's not closed.
Wow, I guess I'll just shut the hell up then.
Excuse me. Thank y'all for joining us at Sibling Rivalry.
This is a short episode. I don't like them this short.
It was 50 minutes.
It's 15 minutes, not that short. You are so weird.
I like talking and hanging out.
We know.
All right, bye everyone.
That's a wrap. He's been done cut the cameras.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.